First up is Jean Melter. Jean Melter, let's welcome her.
All right, well, I attended Catholic school, and this is way back in the last century, so we're talking about old school Catholic school, if you know what I mean. And in 1974, I was in the eighth grade at Our Lady of Lourdes in the San Fernando Valley. And our teacher was Sister Felicity, the second meanest nun at our school. And on this particular day, we were taking turns reading aloud from our church history textbook, which is the most boring textbook ever written for young people. It was excruciating, and we were just all taking our turns and watching the clock and trying to will lunchtime to come sooner, when all of a sudden, the heavy front door of our classroom banged open, and there stood our principal, Sister Enda, looking sort of windblown and agitated. And she marches to the front of the room, and she says, "Excuse the interruption, Sister Felicity, but something occurred at recess, and I must speak to every class as soon as possible." Wow. You know, really, what could have happened? I was out there. I didn't notice anything unusual, but was somebody kidnapped, or were the Soviets invading? This was extraordinary. And let me take a moment to describe Sister Enda. Sister Enda was a tiny troll, maybe 4'10", and 150 years old, and terrifying. We were terrified of her. And if anyone in the whole course of my school career had ever said, "Go to the principal, young lady," I would have fainted and wet my pants at the same time. Absolutely terrifying. This had never happened to me because I was such a goody two-shoes, but it happened to others, and I had heard about it. Well, so Sister Felicity tells us to take our seats and kind of mimes proper sitting form. And this is folded hands, not pointy prayer hands, on our desks, and we stare straight ahead in a state of high suspense, waiting for what Sister Enda's, what she's so upset about. And she paces back and forth in front of the room, kind of glaring at us up and down the rows. And all of a sudden, she stops. And out from the folds of her habit, she whips a kind of beat-up paperback. And she says, "Boys and girls, this morning at recess, one of the younger children found this on the playground, and I must find out who brought it to school and who has read it." And of course, we're all straining to see the title of this book through her knobby fingers, but then she soon tells us. She says, "Children, this book is called The Exorcist, and Satan wants you to read it." Wow, a book recommended by Satan. So then she proceeds to interrogate us, and there must have been like 45 of us in this class, and she's just pacing back and forth and trying to make eye contact, which we're trying to avoid, and trying to figure out, asking us over and over, who brought it to school, who knows who brought it to school, who's read it, who's read even a little part of it, because even a little part of it could give Satan the opening he needs. And what she was after was she wanted us to come to her office with her and pray with her to ask Jesus to protect our souls from Satan. So essentially, Sister Enda wanted to perform exorcisms on the children who'd read The Exorcist. Well, she tried and she tried until she was just spitting mad that no one was confessing. No one was raising their hand. No one was even looking at her. And she couldn't get anyone to crack. I was about to crack. Now, I had never read The Exorcist. This was also had just been made into a movie. And what we'd heard about the movie was people stood in long lines to get in, and they left halfway through barfing and crying because it was so horrifying. And there was something so terrible about it, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was about a possessed girl, but I didn't know anything more than that. But I was ready to confess because this was so stressful, this whole stand-up. I was ready to say, "It was me, Sister Enda. I'm the one you want. I brought the Exorcist. It's my book." But I didn't, because very shortly, Sister Enda marched to the blackboard, and she picked up a piece of chalk, and she started writing. Now, she's tiny, and so she's having to stand on tiptoe because she's trying to write in huge letters on the board. She's trying to reach the top. And nuns usually wrote in very nice cursive, but she's printing. And on the blackboard, she writes, F period, U period, C period, K period. And that was the most stunning moment of my entire 8 years at Our Lady of Lourdes. And we were all just in a state of shock. And I suppose there were a few kids who wanted to laugh, but you wouldn't dare laugh. You wouldn't dare laugh. And so we just stood there in silence, and she turned to us, and she says, "Does anyone know what this word means?" Now, I had no idea what this word meant. I think there were kids who thought they knew what it meant, but no one volunteered a definition. And she proceeded to tell us. And by the way, did you know it was an acronym? I didn't know it was an acronym. So she turns and she picks up a pointer from the chalk tray, and she smacks each letter, sort of as if to punish it. And she says, it means forbidden use of carnal knowledge. Now, this didn't clear up anything for me. And I sat there racking my brain, and I was thinking, I bet everybody in the entire school knows what carnal knowledge means, except me, and I am never going to let anybody know that I don't know. And she says, this word and other terrible words are used throughout The Exorcist, and that's why Satan wants you to read it. Still, no one cracks. And she turns to Sister Felicity and she says, I have a lot of other classrooms to visit, so I need to go now. And she turns to us and she says, boys and girls, it's imperative that if you've read The Exorcist, even a little part of it, that you come into my office and you pray with me, and you will not get in trouble, and I will not tell your parents. And then she marches out of the room. Sister Felicity erases the offending word, tells us to find our place in the church history textbook, and we continue to lunchtime. Well, at lunch, you can imagine what the topic of conversation was, and it turns out that many, many children had read The Exorcist, but apparently without any fear for their souls at all, and some of the bad girls offered to fill me in. And it turns out that the kids had read all pretty much the same parts because the pages were conveniently dog-eared, the really filthy parts. And so I heard a bit about The Exorcist, and you know, there's some terrible stuff in that book. But looking back, I have to say, there is nothing as shocking in that book as the sight of Sister Enda writing the F word on the chalkboard. Thank you.